Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as always this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading this morning is John chapter 20, verse 29, no Luke chapter 11, verse 32. We are reading with NIV translation. Ifundeka kanje. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet they believed. Then umasilfunda kuLuke lithi, what do you expect in the law? Because you have taken away the key to knowledge, you yourself have not entered, and you have hindered those who are entering. Silbonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, the scripture we read, the two scriptures, they talk about the key, and again, they talk about the blessing. Manje, itakile message yetu yanamhlanje is, keys to unlock our blessings. Looking at the phrase, la uJesu Kristu ethi, blessed are those who have not seen, yet they believed. Today, globally, siyazi ukuthi there are many believers. People who believe that Jesus Christ has died, and that Jesus Christ rose again, and that Jesus Christ was resurrected, and at the same time, they believe that Jesus Christ will come back for the second time. Yiko lokhu manje si celebrate the Passover week. Manje, when we look at these people, abantu abayindlalifa, zeibusiso, le uJesu I pronouncer, la elvesi belifunda kulo, John chapter 20, verse 29. Manje, umbuzo ukuthi, yini most of them, they don't know about this verse. And another question is, to crown it all, is that some of them, they don't live in the blessing, lezo uJesu Kristu azishilo. Today, I would like us to, ukuthi, let us find out the reason why people who are blessed and they don't walk in their blessing. The scripture we read in Luke, uJesu Kristu has mentioned the key to knowledge has been taken away. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, although we know that not every door is opened by the same key, but the main key uJesu Kristu asinikeza yona to unlock to the knowledge. Incwadi kaJohane chapter 8, verse 31 to 32. Uma uJesu Kristu ethi, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciple indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Looking at the verse, uJesu Kristu uma eyivula umlomo wakhe, uthi, if you continue, manje, meaning that if lona is a condition, and Jesus Christ now is saying, on condition that you continue in my word, you shall know the truth. Manje, the key to knowledge and the key to the truth is to continue in the word of God. Meaning that, number one, without continuing in the word, we'll never have knowledge. Without continuing in the word, we'll never know the truth. Let me say this morning, outside the word of God, there is no knowledge. Outside the word of God, there's no truth. And the last prayer uJesu Kristu ayenza before he went to the cross, it's in John chapter 17, verse 8. Lana uti, I gave them the word you gave me. Then go verse 14 wakona uti, sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth. Many Christians don't read the Bible, but they recite the prayers, and also they read many books which is not the Bible. Manje ngithanda ukuthi, yes, it is not wrong to read the books, but many books they inspire, many books they conform, but not all of them can transform us as people. Njengoba uDavide athi kumahubo 86 verse 11, teach me your ways, Lord, I will walk in your truth. Now we see the key to unlock to the truth is to continue. U-Israel, uma iphume eGibhitha, he could not go further. UNkulunkulu had to stop them at Mount Sinai in order for them to get the word elizokwazi ukuqhubeka nabo. Ngoba bebengeke baqhubeke indlela without them having the word. And at the same time, baqhubeka noma behamba those 40 years, kukhona la uNkulunkulu abatshela ukuthi uma nifika eMount Ebal, nizo pronounce ama cases abantu abangalalelanga izwi and mani fika ku Mount Gerasen nizo pronounce ibusiso kubantu abazoqhubeka ngezwi. Then no Jesu Kristo uma efika waba se Mount Beatitudes in order for him ukuthi anikeze izwi ukuthi kuqhutshekwa kanjani. Manje uma sibheka nakuncwadi yamakholose kuchapter 2 umpostoli uPaul ethi, so then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue live in him, rooted and built up in him. Here again sithola ukuthi we cannot be rooted, we cannot be built up unless we continue in the word of God. Lapho uJesu Kristo wathi futhi kuJohane 15 kuverse 7, uma izwi lami lihleli kini nami nihleli kimi, nizocela noma yini kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uzonenzela bese niyamdumisa. Manje we cannot, it is impossible unless we continue nezwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi sifunde kulo. Siyakhumbula ukuthi incwadi kaJohane chapter 1 iyasitshela ukuthi the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Who is the word? What is the word that became flesh and dwelt among us? It is Jesus Christ himself. Manje, this gives us an answer why many of those ababelievayo ukuthi uJesu Kristo uye wafa, wavuka, wayinyukela ezulwini nokuthi uzophinda buye, but they still not walking in their blessing. It is because they ended up ekubhiliveni lokho. They never continue. They are not continuing ukuthi badlule phambili. They stop there. Manje, in order for us ukuthi sithole izibusiso nalezi uJesu azipronounce ukuthi babusisiwe abakholwa bengabonanga, ukuthi manje asigcini lapho ekukholweni okufeni kwakhe nokuvuka kwakhe nokunyukela ezulwini, but siyacontinua ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje lapho uma sikhuluma ngendaba iyaye ukuthi continue, ngithanda ukuthi sibheke ama-synonym alento yokuthi continue. Ukuthi is to carry on with, is to continue, or again to continue is to pursue, again to continue is to persevere, again to continue is to be consistent. Uma sibheka indaba ka Thomas, sithola ukuthi Thomas into eyamenza ukuthi manje adoubte kungoba uma uJesu Kristo efika kubo bathola ukuthi akekho uThomas. Abanye uJesu Kristu uyababonisa amanxeba, bayafikelela ukholwa, but uThomas ufike emva, esefika manje etshelwa ukuthi uJesu Kristu uvukile, waze wathi yena, unless ukubuka ngibona amanxeba akhe, kukhona ngizobeliever. Manje lokho kusitshela ukuthi he never continued ekuhlanganeleni nabanye, ngoba uma waye continue ukuhlanganeleni nabanye, ebezokwazi ukuthi ukholo lwakhe, akwazi ukuba nokholo angadoubta. Njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela kuma Hebrew chapter 10 kuverse 25 elithi leli lizwi, we must not give up meeting together. Manje, if you continue meeting together, siyazi izwi likaNkulunkulu kuzaga 27 verse 17 lithi iron sharpens iron. Manje uma sibheka indaba lapha ku 2 Kings ku chapter 4 sikhuluma ngale ndaba ye widow, umfelokazi owatshelwa u-Elisha ukuthi makayolanda amabhodlela ukuze akwazi ukufaka i-oyili. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, i-oyili it never ceased to pour. The minute eloke njalo eletha lamabhodlela, i-oyili beloku nayo i-continue ukuqhubeka ukugcolisela amabhodlela. But the minute yena stopa to bring the bottle, then the oil ceased to pour. Manje siyabona ukuthi inkinga bekungasiyi ukuthi oil it ceased, but inkinga is that she never continued to do what she was supposed to do. Manje siyabona ukubaluleka kokucontinue, ukuthi manje kubaluleke kanjani. Yiko lokhu uma sikhuluma nge-synonym ka-continue, uma siyibeka scripturally, is to continue is to pursue, to continue is to carry out with, to continue is to persevere, to continue is to be consistent, to continue is to make every effort, again to continue is to maintain. Manje, the word of God tells us what is it that we need to pursue. Umahubo 34 verse 19. Lifunde kanje, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Manje siyabona ukuthi we turn from evil and do good. After sesikholiwe ukuthi uJesu Kristu ufile wavuka wanyukela ezulwini. Njengoba nakuba Roma chapter 10 lithi uma ukholwa ngenhliziyo uvuma ngemlomo ukuthi uJesu uye wafa uzosindiswa. Mara akugcini lapho, kudingeka ukuthi kuqale ke manje we turn from our evil ways and we start to do good. Njengoba no John the Baptist, uma ekhuluma nabantu ayeba evangelizer that time, mabembuza ukuthi manje sesimkholile kuJesu, kufanele ukuthi senzeni. UJohn wabatshela ukuthi they must turn from their evil and do good. Even no Petro, uma econfrontwa abantu ebatshela ngezi, abahlatsha yizi, wathi uPetro kubo repent. Manje to repent is to turn from evil and to good. Manje uma sibheka again to pursue izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi the reason that we pursue peace cause peace is a blessing. Ngoba uJesu Kristu uthi blessed are the peacemakers for they shall be called the sons of God. Manje we pursue a peace. And njengoba lizi lapha kuMahubo 34 verse 19 lithi seek peace and pursue it. We pursue peace because there is a blessing in pursuing peace. Njengoba uJesu athi, blessed are the peacemakers for they be called the sons of God. Now again, uma silthatha lo continue, simfaka ku persevere. Manje in persevering there's James uma ekhuluma ku chapter 1 ku verse 12 uthi lapha blessed is the man who persevere under trials because when he stood the test of time he will receive the crown of life. Manje siyabona ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi blessed is the man who continue under trial. We continue under trial asithi uma sivelela izinto bese siyastopa ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu, but we continue under trial ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi when we stand the test of time we will receive the crown of life. Manje again uma sikhuluma ngendaba how yoku continue sikhuluma lapho ngomayisithe make every effort. There are many scriptures about making every effort. One of the scripture is in Luke, la uJesu Kristu ethi, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. Because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. Manje siyabona ukuthi, abaningi bayafuna ukungena, but abakwazi ukungena. Manje uJesu Kristu uthi make every effort to enter, meaning that continue to make an effort to enter through this narrow gate. Ukuya kwi narrow gate sithola ukuthi manje abaningi uma benza into ethile wena wenza ngokwezwi. Njengoba sikhulu sikhumbula noMika lapha ezini likaNkulunkulu in the Old Testament, bonke abaprofeti abayi 40 they spoke one language, but uMika wema yedwa wakhuluma iqiniso. Noma sebethe kuye abanye thina sithe bezi ukuthi lento abayikhuluma yakusiyiyo, wathi uMika mina ngizomela iqiniso ngingedwa. Walimela iqiniso eyedwa and izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi omnye wabaprofethi waba nolaka kuye waze wamshaya ngempama ukuthi wena why manje ungaminathi. Manje yiko lokhu izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi we make every effort to enter through the narrow door because many will try to enter and will not be able. Manje to enter into narrow door ukwenza noma ungazusele wedwa wenza izwi ungasala wedwa ulenza and it's an effort. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sikhumbula nendaba kaSawuli in the Old Testament ukuthi uSawuli akazange akwazi ukuqhubeka nekingdom yakhe. Ngani? Ngoba he never continued to wait. Uma enikezwa ama-instruction uSamuel, wathi uSamuel hamba after 7 days, ngizoqhamuka mina, kukhona izinto engizozenza. And the Bible tells us ukuthi uSawuli uma ebona uSamuel engaqhamuki, walusa i-patience. He never continued to wait for uSamuel. And at the end, uma uSawule eqhamuka, kwathi ngekukuthi manje athole isikhesi ngoba uSamuel wathi kuye lapha kuchapter 13 kuverse 13 wathi uSamuel kuye uma emrebuker, "You have not kept the command the Lord gave you, therefore your kingdom will not be established and you will not enjoy." Bheka umuntu manje oqalekiswa nje by not continuing or elithi kaNkulunkulu wayetshelwe ukuthi makenze kanje eme isikhathi esingaka ukuze manje akwazi ukuthi athole uSamuel amenzele izinto ezithile. Manje another thing esesezovala ukuthi manje into eyenza ama result ukuthi singatholi ibusiso or to continue, it is an ignorance. Ignorance eyenza ukuthi abantu bangakwazi ukuqhubeka ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi I lack of knowledge. EBhayibhelini lithi, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." Again, another thing, laziness. Many people are lazy to read the word of God. And at the same time, the very people can watch all the soapies on TV. And bayabazi nabantu abaguma soapy. But when you come to the word of God, umbuza ngomuntu othile in the Bible, akakwazi ukulisho. And yet, izwi likaNkulunkulu uthi Jesu Christo, "Continue in my word." Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ukuthi the reason eyenze ukuthi abantu abaningi noma ngabe isibusiso uJesu seke sikhulumile, it's because they are not continuing. Bagcine la bekholwa ukuthi uJesu ufile, bagcina la bekholwa ukuthi unyukele ezulwini nokuthi uzobuya buye, bagcina lapho. Azange manje kube nokuqhubeka kokuthi bafind out ukuthi siqhubeka kanjani from there. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngishilo ngathi i-ignorance can izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." Again, laziness yabantu abangafuni ukufunda izwi and find out ukuthi uNkulunkulu neyibusiso zakhe, ngoba izethembiso zikaNkulunkulu zisezwini lakhe. Noma sikhuleka, sikhuleka according to the word of God. Many times we pray ngendlela yethu, but umkhuleko oziwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi sikhuleke ngezwi lakhe, simkhumbuze izwi lakhe ukuthi lithini. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sifunde laphayana kuLuke chapter 24 kuverse 36 lithi leli lizwi, "While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' They were startled and frightened, thinking that they saw a ghost. He asked them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have.'" Go verse 40, Litty. When he said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and while they still did not believe it because of the amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of bread, broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the psalm." Then he opened their minds. They could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written, that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are a witness of these things. I'm going to send you what my father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from above." Manje siyabona ukuthi izethembiso uJesu azenza kubantu who continued. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu lapha babe doubter. Kodwa uJesu Kristo wenza ukuthi ahlephule isinkwa. Make ehlephule isinkwa, kwavuleka umqondo wabo, bakhumbula imibhalo ukuthi manje imibhalo ithini. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi uJesu Kristo uthi, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing. Ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje ubusisekile ngokuba ukholiwe ukuthi uJesu Kristu uye wafa nokuthi uJesu Kristu uye wavuka kwabafileyo nokuthi uJesu Kristu unyukele ezulwini nokuthi uJesu Kristu uyabuya. But manje, in order for me and you, ukuthi manje ibusiso zikaNkulunkulu zithi kwanda kithi, ukuthi manje siqhubeke ngokuthi sifunde izwi likaNkulunkulu, sikwazi ukuzithola ukuthi lebusiso uNkulunkulu athola akhuluma ngazo yini. UNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje asenze kase. This is Apostle Gwen, in Jesus' name, amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.